Greetings. This is Evan Swenson. Welcome to Alaska Outdoors.
The last angler on board the Florette C arrived at exactly the designated departure time. Even before introductions could be extended, Captain Diane Dubuque was detailing the features of her boat, Coast Guard safety requirements, the location of snacks, and the lunch menu. It was a beautiful early March morning. Winds were calm. The sun's first rays were creeping over glacier-dotted hills to the east of Homer's small boat harbor on the spit. Although El Niño influenced, the warmer-than-usual morning small breeze still had a bite to it, and the cabin's warmth felt good as Diane motored her craft into the open sea. The latecomer approached the helm, observing a bank of the latest fishing and electronic safety gear. Near the center of the console was a small, famed photograph of a lovely lady. Captain Dubuque noticed the latecomer's question before it was asked. "That's my mother. She goes with me on every trip. I talked to her on the telephone last night, told her you placed an order for clear skies, flat water, and fish. I've known for years she has a direct connection with the man upstairs, and I asked her to pray so we could fill your order." Diane was laughing when she talked about her mother, but the latecomer could tell she had a sense of believing her own story. Just down the bay from Seldovia, Diane slowed the boat and announced, "Get ready to fish." Those on the charter who were regulars knew Diane meant draw cards to see who fishes first. A 2-foot-wide fishing compartment ran along the entire back of the Florette C. The all-wood boat had spent most of its life as a salmon troller in southeast Alaska, but was now retired to sports fishing. Long poles extended 20 feet on either side. 2 downriggers wearing 30-pound cannonballs were attached to a pulley system via steel cable to the poles. The cannonball's depth was controlled by a simple hydraulic system. As the cannonballs sank deeper, marks appeared along the cable notifying the operator of the depth. At predetermined marks, fishing line was attached to the cable by a clothespin-like device. The terminal end was a foot-long flasher followed by a small hook encased in a 3-inch herring attached, commercial troller-like, not like a conventional sports fishing charter would fix its bait. The latecomer drew an ace and one of the regulars a jack, winning them the first chance to fish. Diane's deckhand handled baiting and rigging the lines as Diane maneuvered her boat near the rock face where she intended to troll. As the first line reached the sought-for depth, a telltale jerk developed at the rod's end. The latecomer set the hook and the deckhand knowingly announced, "Small halibut." The latecomer cranked his catch aboard as the deckhand rigged and positioned the other 3 rods. The first team fished their allotted time and continued to boat or release a string of halibut catches, but no kings, the real target for the day. And so went the second and third shifts. No kings, just small halibut. When the latecomer and his partner's time came for their second try, they joked, "Let's get off this halibut kick." And they did. One after another, tomcod came aboard, were cursed, and quickly released. But no kings. The other teams experienced a similar catching and releasing. As the latecomer and his teammate started third shift, Diane came to the boat's back and wished them luck. In passing, the latecomer quipped to Diane, "Next time, ask your mother to be species-specific. We're catching fish, but next time ask her to order kings." "Okay, that's the problem?" asked Diane. "Well, catch a king." "Fish on!" shouted the latecomer's teammate. "King on," said Diane, knowing and reading the wiggle on the rod tip. The king was boated, and then another, and the ice was broken even for the other teams. The fishing day was a success and topped off with a bonus when the Florette C stopped and pulled crab pots laid out earlier. The next time Captain Diane Dubuque asks her mother to talk to the man upstairs, she'll undoubtedly be species-specific.
When you go outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.